In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Purgatory is a state of purification from all the stains or negative consequences of our sins. It is like passing the soul through the fire of God's love. This fire of divine love makes the blessed happy, and its lack makes the condemned unhappy. Therefore, purgatory is God who purifies, God lost is hell, and God possessed is heaven. Jesus says that you will not get out till you have paid the last penny. Matthew chapter 5, verse 26. For every idle word that men speak, they will give an account on the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Therefore, now each one must be careful how he makes the building. On this foundation, different people may build in gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw, but each person's handiwork will be shown for what it is. The day which dawns in fire will make it clear, and the fire itself will test the quality of each person's work. The one whose work stands up to it will receive the prize, and the one whose work is consumed will suffer the damage. He, however, will be saved, but as one who passes through fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 15. Jesus says that there are sins that will not be forgiven, neither in this world nor in the next, implying that other sins will be forgiven. He says, "Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this world or in the next." Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. Therefore, it is good and pious to pray for the deceased, so they could be free from their sins. 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verses 43. Nothing unclean can enter heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. Only the pure in heart, as Jesus says, they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. After death, the soul experiences the love of God with such intensity that it feels the urgent need to love Him with all its strength, but cannot, because it is sick from the consequences of its sins and needs to be purified. It is like a lung patient who wants to breathe without difficulty, and needs to heal first to be able to breathe fully. In the same way, the soul wants to love God with all its capacity and suffers because it cannot love Him fully. However, the great thing about this whole mystery is that God's mercy allows the living to make up for the deceased, and so the deceased can heal more quickly. It is as if we, the living, obtain the appropriate medicine that in an instant or in a short time would heal and purify the deceased completely. Or as if we paid their debt at once, which only can be done through a plenary indulgence, so that the deceased would go directly to heaven. Or paid it in parts, so that they gradually grow to reach the fullness of His love. That is why it is important to gain plenary indulgences for the deceased. To not only do it for our deceased relatives, but also to gain plenary indulgences for other people. How many people die in hospitals and there is no one to pray for them? If you don't know how to gain a plenary indulgence correctly, we invite you to watch the video pinned in the comments section. It is very easy and very well explained. Remember to do the plenary indulgence with love and faith. Those are the secret ingredients that God loves, and therefore He can do miracles. In conclusion, let us pray for the souls in purgatory as we want them to pray for us after our death. Let us now begin with these amazing stories of Saint Nicholas of Tolentino. The experiences of the saints are enough to give us an idea of what purgatory is, to let us know where we are going to go after death, assuming that we do not choose hell and that we cannot make it to go to heaven directly like the saints. Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, who lived from the year 1245 to 1305, on one Saturday night, when he had just gone to bed, he heard the voice of a soul that with a loud cry startled him, saying, "Nicholas, man of God, look at me." Then Saint Nicholas of Tolentino turns and sees a figure he can't identify. "I am the soul of Brother Pellegrino of Osimo. You did not know me in life, but I am tormented in these flames. God did not reject my contrition, and instead of sending me to the eternal punishment that I deserved, he sent me to purgatory through his mercy. I humbly ask you to deign to celebrate a mass for me so I can get out of these flames." Saint Nicholas of Tolentino replied, "My brother, may the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord, by whose blood you have been redeemed, be favorable to you. I am in charge of the conventual mass, which must be celebrated solemnly, and I cannot celebrate the mass for the dead, nor the mass tomorrow, Sunday." To this, Brother Pellegrino replied, "Come with me, Venerable Father, and see if you are capable of refusing the plea of the unhappy crowd that sent me." Taking him to the other part of the convent, he showed to our saint a small plain near Pesaro, where there was a great crowd of people of all sexes, ages, conditions, and of various orders. And Brother Pellegrino added, "Have mercy on us. Have compassion of this tragic crowd that awaits your help. If you celebrate Mass for us, most of these people will be freed from these most horrible torments." Saint Nicholas of Tolentino woke up and began to implore the Lord with tears. The next morning, he told the superior and begged him to allow him to celebrate Mass for the dead that week. The superior granted it, and Saint Nicholas of Tolentino was able to celebrate Mass for those people during the week, while he prayed day and night with tears of love. 7 days later, Brother Pellegrino himself appeared to thank him for his mercy, telling him that both he and a large part of that crowd had been freed by God's mercy from those horrible torments because of the masses celebrated and the prayers offered with so many tears. And he told our saint that he was already happy in the glory of God. In purgatory, the holy youth of this man began to be known, who with his ship of merits and prayers sails the sea of purgatory. Pope Saint Gregory I, also known as Saint Gregory the Great, who lived between the years 540 and 604, had a vision while he was abbot of a monastery in Rome before becoming pope. There was a monk named Giusto who practiced medicine with his permission. Once, he had accepted a 3 scudi gold coin without his permission, seriously failing in the vow of poverty. He later repented, and this sin hurt him so much that he got sick and died shortly after. However, Pope Saint Gregory I, to instill in his religious the horror of that sin, had him buried outside the walls of the cemetery in a garbage dump, where he also threw the gold coin, making the religious repeat the words of St. Peter the Apostle to Simon Magus, "May your money perish with you." After a few days, Pope St. Gregory I thought that perhaps he had been too strong in punishing him and ordered the treasurer to have 30 consecutive masses celebrated for the soul of the deceased. The treasurer obeyed, and the same day that they finished celebrating the 30 consecutive masses, Giusto appeared to another monk, telling him that he moved up to heaven, free from the torments of purgatory, for the 30 masses celebrated. Since then, there has been a custom of ordering the celebration of 30 consecutive masses, called Gregorian masses, for the benefit of the deceased. In the case of St. Nicholas of Tolentino, 7 masses were enough for Brother Pellegrino to leave purgatory, and for this reason, there is also a custom of celebrating 7 consecutive masses, or a septenary of masses, for the benefit of the souls in purgatory, remembering the deed of St. Nicholas of Tolentino. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.